Then Alana is the daughter of the Heapon Queen and Jason Solo? Sashel started down the tunnel toward the hatch, her company following close behind. You are certain? What I am certain of is that the girl living with the Solos is the Jedi Queen, Vistara said. She was more than a little alarmed to see Sashel coming down the tunnel, but she was gambling for everything now. For her life and more. For complete redemption in the eyes of the Lost Tribe, and a return to her people as a hero.
And the Jedi are determined to keep her identity secret. It explains everything that happened on Clatooine.
It's plausible, Sashel agreed, still thinking. It would explain why your father failed when he tried to kill the Queen Mother. And it makes sense for the Jedi Queen to be the child of a Queen Mother and a powerful Jedi Knight.
A powerful Jedi Knight who became the Sith Lord Kydus,
Vistara reminded Sashel.
If the Force has not been at work in this, then I have no idea what the Force is.
Indeed.
As Sashel spoke, the metallic hiss of a retracting iris hatch sounded behind Vistara. The High Lord stopped 5 paces away, far enough from her to defend or attack. Then she looked through the open hatch into whatever lay beyond and flashed a spiteful grin.
You have done well, Saber Kai. Very well.
Sashel extended her arm. Fearing the worst, Vistara snapped the lightsaber off her belt hook. But the High Lord barely seemed to notice. She was still staring over Vistara's shoulder, sneering in open delight.
Detonator, now,
Sashel commanded. She extended an arm behind her.
5-second fuse.
The Sith behind Sashel immediately pressed an armed detonator into her hand, making certain to place the safety pin beneath the High Lord's thumb. Sashel's gaze shifted to Vistara. She used the Force to turn Vistara's hand palm upward, then slapped the detonator into her grasp without the safety pin secured.
It's your mission, Saber Kai,
the High Lord said.
You finish it.
Of course,
Vistara said. She tried to secure the safety pin again, and failed. Spinning around to locate her target, she found herself looking through the open hatchway into a cramped loading bay. Nearly filling the tiny space was the distinctive teardrop hull of a famous YT-1300 light transport, the Millennium Falcon, with the giant green bulk of the Ramoan Jedi, Basil Warve, just stepping off the boarding ramp onto the loading bay floor. And running down the ramp, behind him, was a little gray-eyed girl, followed by a pet Nexu.
Lady Sashel, you are too generous,
Vistara said, trying to conceal her astonishment. She drew her arm back to throw.
It will be a great honor to be the one who kills the Jedi Queen.